This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. We got a packed show. Doug Bell's going to join us at 7:40, talk some Masters. Mike Rizzo, president of baseball ops of your Washington Nationals, and GM joins us at 9 o'clock, but joining us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline is Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Washington Capitals. He's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing, you. Visit CFAOrtho.com. Thanks, as always, for joining us, Coach.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Good to talk
to
you.
We don't have much to talk about.
Yeah, I know, right? Coach, let's go back to Friday night when Ovi scored goals 893 and the tying goal 894 on home ice at Capital One Arena. We were doing the Monumental Altcast, so we were kind of swept up in it. We were close to being in the arena, but not quite in there. Describe to us just how loud and how crazy the arena was getting as people were hoping that Alex would break the record at home, but they at least got to see it. The tying goal at home with Wayne Gretzky in the building. There were a lot of good vibes there Friday night.
Yeah, quite honestly, you could feel it in the morning around our practice rink at morning skate. It felt different. It just you could feel the anticipation and being around O and some of the alumni in the building. So right from the morning, you could feel that this was a significant night, and you had kind of in the back of your mind a feeling that O was going to do something special. And so it started there, and then you could feel once it got close to game time, even in warm-up, there was so much energy in the air, and you could feel the building alive like way before puck even dropped. And so the atmosphere was unbelievable, something that I've never felt. I mean, playoffs are a different animal, but that for a regular season game was pretty incredible.
When did it become, it seemed like from the outside looking in, you could argue with me if you want, Coach, but it seemed like it, at least in the last game or two, it kind of became, all right, we just got to feed Ovi. Like, I'm sure it wasn't even spoken.
Let's just get it done.
But let's just it seemed like there was a concerted effort, give him the puck, let's get, and everyone was into it. It's not like they weren't into it.
Yeah, agree with that.
When did it kind of become that? Like, let's just do this. And that became almost more of the focus. Obviously, you want to win the game, and the forefront is winning the game. But, man, the last couple of games, it seemed like, let's just feed them and let's do this. When did that really kick in for you guys?
I think probably dating back to when he scored late in Winnipeg, that sort of got things rolling of like, okay, we're getting pretty close here. So it started, I would say if I could describe it best, it was a build up to where it became more noticeable and more noticeable and more noticeable,
right,
to where you're speaking to in these last couple games where it's been really noticeable of, everything surrounding his shifts and a real emphasis on trying to get him, over the hump. And it wasn't like, it's not like guys are making crazy decisions passing to him when he's not. It's just you can tell through his shifts and when he got the puck and when other guys would get the puck that there was a concerted effort to try to put him in a good spot to score a goal.
Yeah.
Talking to Coach Spencer Carberry from the Washington Capitals, they've got 107 points. That's the best mark in the Eastern Conference with five games to go. Best by far, by the way, in the East, because I think the second highest team is 9 points behind the Washington Capitals. All right, one more thing about Ovi. Probably a month before he ties the record and breaks the record, we talked to you about the empty net situation. And you told us you were going to have this conversation with him. It appeared that you just had it with him moments before on the bench. Had it ever been broached beforehand?
I knew that he did not want to break it on an empty netter. So we had had that conversation. And so I knew that going into that. I wanted to confirm and make sure that in the moment, given the circumstances at home, you know, he's got two goals before a hat trick. I wanted to just make sure that he didn't want an opportunity to get out there and seal the deal. And so that was just in the moment.
Double checking.
To confirm.
So Coach, Ryan Leonard gets the empty netter there instead of Ovi having the chance at it. I mean, Ryan Leonard has had quite the whirlwind first week introduction into the NHL. Basically, he was playing for BC like a week and a half ago. He signed his deal. He's there for Ovi's record tire. He gets to meet Wayne Gretzky in the locker room afterwards and shake his hand. And Wayne Gretzky's addressing him about the empty net goal. Like, what a week for Ryan Leonard.
I know, right? Like, how do you follow that up for a 15 to 20 year career in the NHL with that first week? Everything from here on out is going to be a letdown for Leno. For him to be able to be a part of this, I know him losing in the regionals and to Denver and to end his college career the way that it ended wasn't the way that he had envisioned. And so it's been an emotional week for him and then turning pro. So then you've got all this excitement of playing your first games in the National Hockey League. And so I'm glad. Not glad that they lost, but glad that he was able to be a part of that, because that experience it's once in a lifetime. And for him to even pick up a couple things from that experience that he'll be able to carry with him the rest of his career. And yeah, I'm just, you know, him to be able to be with us and experience that, I think, is going to be a positive in the long run for his career inside of our organization.
And is he kind of everything you imagined so far?
He is, yeah. I mean, it's a lot. Like, I think people, he's such a phenomenal, first and foremost, young man, player, what he's accomplished. You know, the sky's the limit for him in this league and in this organization. It is still a lot for a young player to make this jump from college to the National Hockey League. It is a huge, huge jump in just every part of the game that you could imagine. Size, speed, intelligence, physicality, all these significance of every puck touch, all this different stuff that he's trying to work his way through and trying to get caught up to speed. And so he's shown at various points the skill set, the physicality, playing on the inside, using his skating, his ability to attack off the rush and break defenders down, all these things that you get glimpses of what he's going to be able to do for a long, long time at a high level. And then also there's things inside of his game that he's going to learn on the fly and just continue to get better little details inside the game that we'll continue to work with him on.
I'm curious, Coach Carberry. He was in the middle of a semester. Does he take his classes now? Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he's really.
He is going to finish all of his classes. He wants to get all the credits for him so that if.
Look at that.
Yeah, when he does finish his degree, which I think at some point he will, those credits will count, and he didn't waste his time for the semester.
Yeah. Look at that.
Interesting. So, Coach, Now that the OV chase is over, and in my opinion, and I don't know if you agree with me, that record will never be broken because he's going to score more this year, and who knows, he might come back next year, score a bunch more. He might be in the 930 range at some point. No one's touching that. But now that it's over, there's five games left. You guys haven't played the best hockey, as you've admitted. Maybe this was a little bit of a distraction. Now you kind of gear up for playing well heading into the playoffs. What have you been telling the guys about that?
Well, we'll start today at that, because I do think, as great and as positive as this chase has been and the significance of it, and like I said before, like, this is once in a lifetime stuff. So you celebrate this, you embrace it, you do not hide behind this or minimize what's happened over the last, you know, his whole career, but specifically with this season over the last month. So we're able to celebrate that, celebrate him. We've got a few more things this week with regards to sort of, you know, around the community and some different things that he has obligation-wise, media and you know, celebrating the record. And this is now our challenge as a group, is you just went through something so euphoric and so top of the mountain, like I just described. And now, okay, the real significant, the real part of the season begins. And that's going to be our challenge. And that's my job, to get our guys back on track and realize that the individual record and what we were a part of was a great thing, and we'll never forget that. And it is as special a thing as we'll be a part of. But at the end of the day, this is the greatest team sport in the world, and you're measured by Stanley Cups and winning this time of year in the playoffs. And that's what we're all about as individual players, coaches, and as a team. And that's where we have to flip our mindset to getting ourselves in a really good spot so that we can make some noise in the playoffs.
So, Coach Carbs, the scheduling gods came up big for you guys with 3 days off between the Islanders game, where he clinched the record, and the Thursday night home affair with the Canes coming to town. Is that enough time for a mental reset for you and the coaching staff and the players to kind of get past the record? And like you said, now you drill down on closing the regular season strong and getting ready for the playoffs.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're hoping, that today is a work day, and we're going to get back to work. And that's we're going to have a very, very narrowed focus on what we're doing, being really diligent with our preparation. And now it's go time. It is go time for our group, and guys will know that this morning. And now we get to work and, you know, put ourselves every single day, do everything that we possibly can to put ourselves in good positions individually and collectively to have some success here moving past April 17th.
Coach, can you give us an update on Logan Thompson's injury that he suffered down in Raleigh in the Carolina game?
Yeah, he's still week to week. He's still going to be out here for a little bit, but he's progressing and doing better.
Okay.
Coach, did you attend the celebratory dinner Sunday night at, I hope I get the name of this right, Balos Estiatorio? By the way, their service is impeccable, because as Ovi walked through the door, one of the hostesses greeted him with not one, but two beers. I'm sure you probably wanted it to be one beer, but she just put two beers right into Ovi's hand. He was three steps into the building at that point.
First of all, your pronunciation was spectacular.
Yeah, nice.
Excellent. Good.
I was turning my head when all those shenanigans were happening that evening, but I was in attendance, yes.
Nice.
Very good. Very good.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, are we going to get Coach on during the...
I think we have him for at least one more.
At least one more.
This is not our final
interview. Next week's, I think, the final.
This is the penultimate.
Yes, very good, JP. Big word. From last. Big SAT word.
All right, Coach. Well, let's get on a little heater here as the playoffs are around the corner. It's always a pleasure to have you on, and the last week's been amazing. Let's pick it up here at pace, and let's play like we have all season.
Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Spencer Carberry, who's presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com. Coming up at 7:40, we will preview the Masters with Doug Bell. Don't go anywhere.